नारायणो नमस्कृत्य नर चैव नरोत्तम देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नास्थापये स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवच्युतमश्लोके भक्ति भावते नष्टके वेदे रमणे चैव पुराणे भरते चादन्त च महादे च हरिशब्द गीयते मूकं करोति वाचालं फाङ्गुलाङ्गरचे गिरि या कृपातहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनचारिणे परमानन्द माधव धाम प्रजेतु कैतभूत परमो निमश्रं सतं वेदं वास्तवम् अथवास्तु स्वदं तपतयो मूलनं श्रीमान् भगवतं महामुने किञ्चे किवाय पर ईश्वरं साधुरुदि हवरुदित्रकटिपिटाकिशनं निगमकपतलुगलितं फलं शोकमोकं रवसंयुतं पिबतं भगवतं रसमलाय मुहुरौरसिकभुविभावकम् अचोयं ब्रह्मसूतानं भरताच विनिनय कयाचिभाषरूपोऽसौ विदता परिवृमित सवविदितियासानं सरं सरं परिवृमित सविदातं सारहिं श्रीभगवतामिष्यते तारशमितस्य दीप्तस्य न यत्र शरतु कचित् ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो दिस मॉर्निंग देयर इज ऑफकोर्स देयर इज रेगुलर भागवतम क्लास बट ऑल्सो टुडे बीन द डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ शिवास पंडित Shivas Thakur. So will there be a discussions on both Shivas Thakur and of course this some few verses of the Bhagavatam. So this I think from text to text. Huh? 8 to 12, okay. So chapter 9 text. What is that? Is it chapter 21, text 8 to 12. Okay. This is the dynasty of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, he was the son of Rantidev. So chapter 21, text 21. Rantidev is coming from the dynasty of Puru. Oh, okay. I guess that is. Okay. So Rantidev coming from the dynasty of Puru. Puru being one of the sons of Maharaj Yayati. So it's very pious dynasty, and of course, as you know, in Vedic times, various the kings, they are mostly Rajarshi, which means they are saintly kings. Majority, some of them may turn out to be bad, but majority are normally saintly kings because they accurately represent the Supreme Lord. So I'll just read the first text, the first few texts, then we chant together text number 12. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 21, text 8. Yate sudutama yogat ati te suvabhi swabhi avritaha Rajame Dija Tanahanam Sagana Yabubukshate. Translation. When the Sudra went away, another guest arrived, surrounded by dogs, and said, "O king, I and my company of dogs are very hungry. Please give us something to eat." So Ranti Dev Maharaj, who had been fasting for about 40 days, for a long time he has been fasting, and just as he was about to partake his food, a brahmana came and said that he's hungry. So Ranti Dev divided the food which he was supposed to eat into half. So he gave one half to the brahmana, and then he kept one for himself. And just as he was about to take his own meal, a Sudra came in along with his dogs. So here the Sudra is saying that he and his dogs, they are very hungry. So he's asking the king to feed them. Text 9. Sam aditya vashtam yan bahu mana puraskritam tacha datva namas chakre swabhya swapataye vibhu. With great respect, King Ranti Dev offered the balance of the food to the dogs and the master of the dogs, who had come as guests. The king offered them all respects and obeisances. So even though the Sudra had come along with his dogs, so the king, he didn't discriminate that those are Sudras, why should I attend to a Sudra? Because the king, being a great devotee, a great learned person, he did not discriminate between the dogs and the Sudra. And then, Paniya Matam Uchesanta Chayaka Paritapanam Pashyata Pakashobhyagat Apodeya Shubhayame. Thereafter, only the drinking water remained, and there was only enough to satisfy one person. But when the king was just about to drink it, a chandala appeared and said, "O king, although I am lowborn, kindly give me some drinking water." So just see, he has only water left. He has been fasting for more than a month. But as he was about to eat his food, different guests came. Brahmana, Sudra, Chandala, and everybody can say, "Oh, I am hungry, I am thirsty, so please give me your food to eat or give me your water to drink." So I just read the next text. Text 11. Tashantan karunam vacham nishamya vipulas shramam kipaya visa santapta idan ahamitam vachaha. Aggrieved at hearing the pitiable words of the poor, fatigued chandala, Maharaj Ranti Dev spoke the following nectarian words. Purport, Bhaskara Prabhupada. Maharaj Ranti Dev's words were like amrita or nectar, and therefore, aside from rendering bodily service to an aggrieved person, by his words alone, the king could save the life of anyone who might hear him. Because the king, being a great devotee of the Lord, he has no bad motive towards anyone. So, seeing a chandala who had come and asked for the water, so the king was actually very pleased. The king was not he had no particular, let's say, motivation that why should this chandala have come to my palace. So he was very happy to see this person, and then he spoke very soothing words to him. In the Bhagavad Gita, it mentioned that Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Ashtini Suni Chaiva Sapakecha Pandita Samadashina, that a learned person, somebody who is very learned, he does not see the difference between a Brahmana, a learned person. He doesn't see a Shudra, an elephant, a dog, or a dog eater, because he sees the quality. Pandita Samadashina, he sees the quality in all living beings, in all living entities. Why? Because within the body of every living entity, the soul is dwelling. And that soul is eternally part of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, a learned person does not see the differences. So, and of course, just like we have different categories of devotees, but an Uttama Vaishnava, he sees the equality of everyone. He, as a matter of fact, he sees that everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord. So therefore, it does not make any difference. And he always amicably disposed towards everyone. So Bharati Dev Maharaj is such a person. So, and then this text number 12, which we are reading today. So we just read together. Na kamaye ham gatim ishwarat paran Ashtari de yuktam apunam bhavanva Atim papande kilade abhajan Antashtito yena bhavanti adukta adukaha. No, not kamaye, desire. Aham, I, gatim, destination, Ishwarat, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, param, great, astaridhi yuktam, composed of the eight kinds of mystic perfection. Apuna bhavan, cessation of repeated birth, liberation, salvation. Va, either. Artim, sufferings. Prapadye, I accept. Akila Deha Bhajam, of all living entities, Antastita, staying among them, Yena, by which Bhavanti, they become Aduka, without distress. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so that they may be freed from suffering. Purport. Vasudev Datta made a similar statement to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting the Lord to liberate all living entities in His presence. Vasudev Datta submitted that if they were unfit to be liberated, He Himself will take all their sinful reactions and suffer personally so that the Lord might deliver them. A Vaishnava is therefore described as being Paradukha Dukhi, very much aggrieved by the sufferings of others. As such, a Vaishnava engages in activities for the real welfare of human society. Grave Guru Chandaya, Radhikaya Tadalaya, Krishna Jaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tabhakta Namanamaha, Vancha Kapatrubhya Stha Kripa Sunriva Chapati Tanam Pamanabhya Vaishnavabhya Namanamaha. So, Rantidev Maharaj, he's saying, Nakamaye Ham Gati Mishwarat Param, Astadi Yuktam Apunam Babanva, Atim Prapade Kila Deha Bhajan, Antasito Yena Babanti Adoka. So he's saying, he said, I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the 8 mystic perfections, not for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so that they may be freed from suffering of materialistic existence. As often mentioned, that the great devotees, they are very happy when they see the happiness of others, and they are very distressed when they see the others' distress. You know, paradukha dukhi. So there have been many narrations of various personalities, various great devotees, that even though they were to be taken to the abode of the Lord, they will refuse to go. They will say, I don't want to go to the spiritual world alone. I want everyone to be liberated. Otherwise, I'm not interested to go to the spiritual world. Normally, you know, as we are doing our baptism, we are rendering devotional service, and the goal of everyone, of course, is to be liberated from this material world, which is always a source of botheration, repetition of birth and death, threefold miseries. So we want to be free and go back to that original place where there is no suffering, there is no anxiety, there is no birth, there is no old age, there is no disease. So that is the desires of everyone. But the great devotees, because of their deep compassion, they do not have such desire. They do not aspire for such desires. They feel so much mortified, so much unhappiness when they see the suffering living entities. So therefore, they preach. Just like our dear Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was right here in Vrindavan. He was already experiencing the, you know, transcendental ecstasy. But he could see, he had a vision that living entities are suffering. So therefore, let me leave Vrindavan and go to the West and save the suffering humanity. In the poem that Srila Prabhupada composed when he was on the Jaludeta, just before, when he arrived in New York, he came out of the Jaludeta ship. So Srila Prabhupada was writing, he said, my dear Lord, I do not know why you have brought me to this terrible place, where everyone is simply absorbed in the mode of ignorance and passion. But I'm sure you have something to be accomplished here. So therefore, let me be your natural samadhi. Let me be your, your instrument, you know. Let me dance, let me be your instrument. So, you know, King Krantidev, Even though he had been fasting for a long period of time, and he was about to eat, you know, so many guests came, and they requested to be fed. So he immediately fed them without any consideration. So even though he divided the portion of the food which he was supposed to be taking, so he divided this portion into two, and then gave one half to the brahmana and another half for himself. So the brahmana went away, and just as he was about to start eating, a sudra came in, said that I am hungry. Because he's seen that the sudra is obviously suffering due to hunger, so immediately, without any consideration, he gave the other half to the sudra, and then he was left with water to drink. At least he should be able to, you know, somebody who has been fasting for such a long period of time, so much thirst is there, so at least he can drink some water. So the water was left for him to drink, but just as he was about to drink that, a chandala came in. He said, I'm very suffering, I am thirsty, please give me some water to drink. So immediately, Ranti Dev Maharaj, he said, oh, look at this suffering living entity. This person is so fatigued, he's suffering so much. So therefore, this prayer was composed, which is the real mentality of the devotees of the Lord. That I don't want any personal gratification. I don't want any personal salvation. I rather stay among all the suffering living entities. Let me stay with them so that whatever sinful reactions they may have, I want to bear that on my head so that they can be free from their suffering. So therefore, without hesitation, Ranti Dev Maharaj, he gave the water to the chandala. And of course, you know, because Ranti Dev is a great devotee of the Lord, he's a great personality, he was actually being tested by the demigods. The demigod, they were testing him. They want to see his resolve. So therefore, personalities like Brahma, Indra, Agni, they actually came in the form of these personalities. They came in the form of Brahmana, Sudra, Chandala. They actually came to test, to see how resolved it is great devotees. Because as devotees, we are taught to be compassionate upon all living entities. We are taught to be tolerant. Tolerance, compassion. These are the various qualities of devotees. Because without imbibing these qualities, you know, calling ourselves devotees does not have so much meaning unless, you know, these devotional qualities can be imbibed. And some of these qualities are being compassionate upon all living entities, which means we should not have any consideration for ourselves, for what is good for us. There should not be any consideration for that. There should simply be consideration for what is good for living entities. If the living entities, if they are not in Krishna consciousness, obviously we know that yes, the cause of our suffering is due to people being turning their back away from Krishna. So therefore, a devotee is the one with a deep compassion, know the cause of the suffering of the living entities, will do whatever it takes just to bring people to their original position of Krishna consciousness. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to say that in order to bring someone to Krishna consciousness, a devotee should be prepared to shed 8 gallons of blood. To shed 8 gallons of blood to bring someone to Krishna consciousness. Because preaching is not easy. To bring someone to Krishna consciousness is not easy. It may be a little bit easier in India, But just imagine, you know, the West. You know, it's not that easy. So, the austerity must be there, by which one must be ready to bring living entities to Krishna consciousness. So, because today is the disappearance of Srila Srinivas Thakur, so I will just stop here for the Rantidev Maharaj. So we will discuss Srila Srinivas Thakur, Srinivas Pandit. So, because we all know that Srila Srinivas, Srinivas Pandit, Srinivas Thakur, is one of the Panchatattva, the five, you know, absolute. Just like we mentioned that when Lord Krishna came in this age, he came along with his associates. You know, Sangha, he came along with associates to spread Krishna consciousness. So the Lord came, he came along, he mentioned in the Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he had composed Panchatatvamakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. That the Lord is, he had manifested in himself in five features, whereby came Bhakta Rupa. So Bhakta Rupa, which is the original form of a devotee, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as his own devotee. So you have Bhakta Rupa, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and then there's Lord Nityananda, who is the expansion of a devotee. So Bhakta Sarupakam, the expansion of a devotee. And then Bhakta Vataram, the incarnation of a devotee. That is Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu himself. And then the Bhakta Akyam, the devotional energy. So that is Bhakta Akyam is devotional energy. That is a Gadara Prabhu. Gadara Pandit is the devotional energy. And then there is a pure devotee, which is in this case Srinivas Thakur. Is the pure devotee. So Srinivas Acharya, Srinivas Prabhu, is the incarnation of Narada Muni. So Narada Muni, we all know, is the demigod who is in charge of dissemination of devotional service to the Lord. So he came along with Lord Krishna in this age of Kali. He came as Srinivas Thakur, Srinivas Pandit. So Srinivas Pandit, he came much way before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was the same age as Advaita Acharya, very old person, of course. Of course, we often depict Srinivas Thakur as like a young man. Anytime you see the painting of Srinivas, you know, you always see him as, you know, as young. But he was not young, because actually he was as old as Advaita Acharya. He was like almost practically like grandfather to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like a grandfather. Very, very old personality. So he appeared in Kumarata, which is in the present day Bangladesh, Kumarata. And then he migrated to Nabadwip, along with his three brothers to Nabadwip that time. So he was always regarded as a topmost Vaishnav, topmost devotee through the in all of Nabadwip. So he was a topmost Vaishnav, but at the same time, so many Shaktis, the Shakta worshippers, those who worship Durga Dev, he was very, very much, they are very, very much envious of him. They always, you know, criticize, you know, Srinivas Thakur. There was one Brahmana, Vasudev, his name is Vasudev Vipra. This fellow was a Shakta worshipper. So there was one time he put some items for worshiping Durga Devi, he put his items on the doorstep of in front of Shivastaku's house in the early morning. So when Shivastaku, when he came out, he saw these items for worshiping Durga Devi. So of course he did not protest. He simply called all the Brahmanas, all the Vaishnavas. He said, all of you, come and look at this. See, every day I worship Durga Devi. Durga Devi. So all of you, you can now see the evidence of this here. And of course, all the Vaishnavas, they could know that somebody had done this mischievous act. And the person who had done this, he was being condemned. So, before Mahaprabhu became before he took initiation from his guru, Ishwarpuri, before he took initiation from Ishwarpuri, so Mahaprabhu was a big scholar. That was, it was pastime of a big scholar. You know, he was the greatest logician. So Mahaprabhu will go all about Navadvip, and no one will dare to challenge him. No one will dare to challenge him because Goddess Saraswati, she knows that Mahaprabhu is her Lord, you know. So she will never stand before Mahaprabhu in the form of another person trying to challenge Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That time as Nimai Pandit. So one time, Shivastaku, he met Nimai Pandit and told him, said that, my dear Nimai, you know, you are such a great scholar. You know, you are such a great scholar, but all these things you are doing, this is just a waste of time. Why don't you, you know, take up to Krishna Bhakti, worship Krishna, you know, take up to Krishna Bhakti. This will be much more worthwhile for you. So Mahaprabhu replied, he said that, yes, I very much appreciate your concern for me. You know, you are great Vaishnavas. You just give me some little more time. And after a short while, I will take up the Krishna Bhakti. After a short while, I just want to study and teach for some little bit more time. And of course, that time, all the Vaishnavas in the in Navadvip, they were all praying that, oh, our dear Krishna, please let Nimai Pandit become a devotee so that he can become our leader. So they are praying to Krishna this way that, oh, dear Lord, let Nimai become a devotee so that he can become our leader that time. So then, of course, the Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. And in Gaya, he met his spiritual master, Ishwarpuri, and then he took initiation, and then immediately became completely transformed, you know, and became the greatest Vaishnava. So, when Mahaprabhu returned to Navadvip, at that time, he was completely a changed person. He was no more the arrogant Nimai Pandit. He was no more the arrogant scholar. He became the most humble devotee. He became the most humble Vaishnava. So he had called the Suklambara to his house, and then narrating all his experience to Suklambara. You know, when you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, you know, you especially in the Madhya Lila, the first chapter. So all these descriptions are there. So when Mahaprabhu, he called Suklambara, said that, I want to express to you my sadness, you know, that I could not see Krishna, I could not attain Krishna. Krishna manifested himself before me, and then he disappeared, you know. So Suklambara, he listened to Mahaprabhu, and he saw that, oh, Mahaprabhu had become the topmost, the greatest Vaishnava. So Mahaprabhu told him that, go call everyone, go call all the Vaishnava, and just give them the news of my arrival from Gaya. So Suklambara, he went to the house of Shivastaku and narrated to him that yes, Nimai Pandit had become the greatest Vaishnava. He's experiencing the topmost ecstasy, the topmost bhav he's experiencing. So when Shivastaku heard this, he was so happy. He said, oh yes, our community will now increase. He was so happy, you know. And then, because every day, Mahaprabhu, because he was exhibiting the topmost platform of devotional ecstasy, the topmost bhav, that such a matter, she could not understand the mood. He could not understand the mood of her son. She could not understand the mood of her son, like falling on the ground, crying, so many, many things like this. So she could not understand, you know. And then so many, many persons around, they were saying that this Nimai, he had become affected with wind disorder. Wind disorder is a form of madness. That he's behaving this way because he has been affected by wind disorder. So therefore, he should prepare some ghee and apply it on his forehead, and you know, give him hot bath, so his wind disorder will be cured. So many people, they were giving this advice to Mother Sachi. So Mother Sachi, she called Shivas Thakur, that my dear Shivas, look what's happened to my son. He's behaving strangely, you know, rolling on the ground all the time, all this thing. You know, what to make of this? What to make of this? Is he affected by wind disorder? Is this what happened to him? So when Shivas Thakur, so he went to examine Mahaprabhu. He went to examine Nimai Pandit. He thought to himself, he said, oh, I wish I could be affected by the same wind disorder. I wish I could have the same disease, you know, of this wind disorder whereby a person is experiencing the topmost ecstasy of devotional service, of devotional service to Krishna. So Sivastha could told Mother Sachi that no, it is not wind disease. Nimai Pandit has become a great devotee. This is the topmost expression of devotional service, of devotional ecstasy to Krishna. So therefore, don't be afraid, relieve your fear that we know it. This is not a wind disorder. So in this way, Mother Sachi was pacified. Now, of course, there are so many, many pastimes of Shivas Thakur. So, and of course, after a short while, the Nityananda Prabhu, he came to join Chaitanya Prabhu in Navadvip. He came to join all the Vaishnavas. And that time, and then Nityananda Prabhu, he was staying with Shivas. He was staying in his house. And Shivas' wife, her name was Malini. Even though Malini Devi, she was a very, very elderly Mataji, very elderly, but Nityananda Prabhu will often, you know, drink breast milk because he has a kind of a Vatsaya, like, there's kind of like a Vatsaya bath there that Nityananda Prabhu will often drink the breast milk of Malini Mataji. So, and then of course, the first Vyasa Puja was held in the house of Shivas Thakur, the first Vyasa Puja, because one day the Chaitanya Prabhu told Shivas that let us have Vyasa Puja. So, of course, Shivas was very, very happy that yes, the Vyasa Puja would take place. So during that time, there was a flower gala So the flower garland was given to Nityananda Prabhu, so it was supposed to garland Vyasadeva. But Nityananda Prabhu simply put his garland on the neck of Chaitanya Prabhu. And of course, the Mahaprabhu said that, what have you done? You're supposed to be garlanding yesterday. Why have you putting this on my neck? So this pastime went on. And then there was one time, Chaitanya Prabhu asked Srivas, he said that, why are you keeping this avadut, Nityananda? Why are you keeping this avadut? You don't even know his caste. You don't know where he comes from. Why are you keeping me? Why are you keeping him in your house? You should send him away. So Mahaprabhu, of course, was testing the Srivas. So Srivas replied, he said, oh, my dear Lord, why are you testing me this way? Why are you testing me? Even if I see Nitai in the house in the alcoholic place or in the house of a prostitute, even if I see him there, I will still regard him as my worshipable Lord. So therefore, my dear Lord, do not test me this way. Because he was convinced of the personalities of Lord Nityananda. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he was so happy. So Mahaprabhu said, oh, my dear Srivas, what do you say? You have so much faith in Lord Nityananda. You have so much faith in him, because this Nityananda is not different from me. So therefore, my benediction is that even if a day comes that Lakshmi ought to go and beg for food, if a day come, there will not be anything wanting in your household. So that benediction was there. So the Sankirtan movement, of course, began in the house of Srivas Pandi. Srivas Angam is a very famous place in Mayapur, just close to our Chandudaya Mandi. Srivas Sankirtan is there. So that's where the Sankirtan movement began, the Nam Sankirtan. So every day, every night, all the devotees will congregate and have Nam Sankirtan. And this kind of Nam Sankirtan is not an ordinary Nam Sankirtan. This is Prem Nam Sankirtan. It's a kind of the real Sankirtan is Prem Nam, whereby the devotees, they are feeling the topmost ecstasy. They are so much surcharged in the love of Krishna when they do Nam Sankirtan. So all the devotees, they be so blissfully absorbed and sing and dance all night long. So Chaitanya Prabhu, of course, he will dance all night long, and when he's dancing, it's completely totally be oblivious of anything external. Totally. So there was one day, there was a brahmana who had requested Srivas Thakur that he just want to see Chaitanya Prabhu dancing. He want to be able to enter the house of Srivas so that he can witness the dancing of Chaitanya Prabhu. So Srivas Thakur told him that the Mahaprabhu's dancing in Nam Sankirtan, this is not an ordinary thing. The law does not like to see anyone who is not a devotee. Because when they perform Sankirtan night time, the door is locked. Nobody can get inside. Nobody get inside the house of Srivas Thakur. So the law said, no one can enter this house. Only the pure devotees can enter and take place in Nam Sankirtan. But this brahmana, because he was a brahmachari, he was also very, very austere. He only drinks milk. So he was so austere. So he kept begging Srivas Thakur to allow him to enter. So Srivas Thakur, he became compassionate. He said, okay, I will let you enter. I will hide you in a place so that you can observe Mahaprabhu, dancing. So this brahmana was kept in a hidden place of the house of Srivas Thakur. So the Nam Sankirtan began. and everybody was dancing. So after some time, Mary Prabhu said, I'm not feeling anything today. I'm not feeling any ecstasy. And I was asking all the Vaishnava that, why am I not feeling ecstasy today? Is there something happened? He said, is someone here who's not supposed to be here? So every devotee was saying, no, they said there's nobody, it's not everybody is a Dandama devotee, everybody's a Vaishnava. So my Prabhu said, no, somebody is here that's not supposed to be here. So eventually Shiva said, okay, actually there's this Brahmana who only eats on, he only substitute on the, he drinks only milk, he's very, very austere, and he wants to see your dancing. So my Prabhu became angry. He said, you know, this Brahman, how can you see my dancing just because he's drinking milk? So therefore, get him out and throw him out of here. So this Brahmana was taken out of the place where he was hiding, and he was being led out. But at the same time, he was very, very happy that he was able to see the dancing of Mahaprabhu. So, and of course, as this Brahmana was going, so Mahaprabhu called him back. He said that, do you think that you can attain Krishna just by drinking milk? If Krishna can be attained by austerity, by drinking milk, don't you think I would have done that long time ago? Krishna is only attained only by pure bhakti, not by some performance of austerity. But somehow, because this Brahmana, somehow he got the mercy of Srinivas Thakur, so Mahaprabhu allowed him to be inside. And there are other pastimes, because the time is going. One time during the kirtan was going on, somehow the son of Shivas had passed away in the middle of the night. So the son had passed away. This happened during the kirtan, but the son was inside the courtyard, inside the inner part of the house, and somehow Shivas Thakur, he heard the crying of the ladies. He heard that they were crying because the son has passed away. So when he went to ask them, what's happening? Why are all of you crying? So the lady said that his son had passed away. So Shiva said, so my son has passed away. You want to disturb my Mahaprabhu's dancing? So that if you continue your crying, then I'm going to drown myself in the Ganges. If you continue your crying, you cannot disturb the dancing of Mahaprabhu. So therefore, I'll forbid all of you to lament for the death of the son. So Srivas Thakur, he was not disturbed by the fact that his son had just passed away. So he came back and joined the kirtan. And then, towards the end of the night, Mahaprabhu said that, I think something has happened here. Can you tell me? Something must have happened in this house. So Srivas, he said, well, in the night time, during the kirtan, my son had passed away, but I did not want to disturb, you know, your dancing. Of course, when Mahaprabhu heard this, he was very, very much mortified. He was very, very happy. He said, oh, my dear Srivas, why did you tell me that this has happened? Why didn't you tell me? So he went to this, where this son was lying, and then Mahaprabhu actually got this boy to get up. And Mahaprabhu said, my dear boy, why have you left the house of Srinivas? And then this son who had passed away, he started speaking of how it was actually blessed for him that he has taken his birth in the house of a pure devotee, Srivas. But at the same time, it was time for him to leave. It was time for him to leave. So therefore, then he prayed, my dear Lord, please allow me to continue on my journey. So in this way, the son again fell silent. So many, many pastimes took place in the house of Srivas. And then, can I read one more lila? Okay. So one time, Chaitanya, because he was, you know, a good Vaishnava, and the side of the devotees, they don't make so much effort in, for their own maintenance, for their own house maintenance. It's like whatever comes, whatever is arranged by the Lord, that is what they accept. So one time, Chaitanya Prabhu asked Srivas that, my dear Srivas, how are you maintaining yourself? How are you maintaining yourself? Srivas said, you know, whatever comes, you know, for, you know, whatever comes. And then my Prabhu said, he said, Srivas, why don't you take sannyas? Take sannyas. So the Shiva said, no, I'm not going to take sannyas. He said, no, I won't take sannyas. So then my Prabhu said, first you said that you are not making effort to maintain your household. And at the same time, you don't want to take sannyas. You said you're not going to take sannyas. So what is this? Are you maintaining? So Shiva Staku, then he clapped his hand three times, you know. He clapped his hand. So my Prabhu asked him that, Shivas, why did you clap your hand three times? So Shivas replied, he said, if a day comes, there is no food in the household, we will fast. And if by next day, food doesn't come, we will fast. And if by third day, nothing comes, then all of us will go and drown ourselves in the Ganges. So on the coach Chaitanya Prabhu, he said, oh, my dear Srivas, you know, don't you know Krishna made his promise that whatever his devotees need, he provides for them? And then, of course, he said that yes, there will never be anything wanting in your house. So in this way, wonderful lila that took place between Srivas and Chaitanya Prabhu, and many activities when the Nam Sankirtan began, when devotees were going out on the street, and of course when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and devotees and all the Nambadi Vaishnavas, they will visit Chaitanya Prabhu in Puri every year, and Srivas, he was one of them. Actually, there was one time when devotees were in Puri, and Srivas, he had asked the devotees, that he said, today we will chant the name of Chaitanya Prabhu instead of chanting Krishna's name. He said, we're going to chant Chaitanya Prabhu's name. So all the devotees, they were all singing, chanting Chaitanya Prabhu's name. So Chaitanya Prabhu did not like this. So he asked Srivas that, what are you doing? What are you all doing? You should be chanting Krishna's name. Why are you chanting my name? So Srivas Thakur, then he put his hand this way towards the sky. He put his hand this way. And then my Prabhu asked him that, what does that mean? Srivas said, with my hand, can I cover the sun? Can I cover the sun with my hand? Is it possible to cover the sun with my hand? Is it possible? No, it's not possible to cover the sun with my hand. So similarly also, how can your glories be hidden? Even if you try, your glories can never be hidden. We know who you are. You know, we know who you are. So therefore, it's the right thing for us to be glorifying your name. So in this way, so Srivas Thakur, Srivas Pandey, the member of Panchatattva. In Mayapur, we have the Panchatattva deities are there. I think it's only a few places in ISKCON that we have a Panchatattva deities. One in Laguna Beach in California. I'm not sure which other temples we have Panchatattva. Huh?
Hawaii,
okay. So a few temples we have a Panchatattva. So today we should be prayerful to Srivas Pandit to bless us so that we can make sufficient advancement in Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much. If you have to some comments, something you want to add to it? Prashada time, Jai. Shri Ganatashim Bhagavatam ki, Shiva Spandi ki, Slapu Para ki. Hare Krishna.